As we're talking about prayer, as we're doing a series on it, it's like, where do you start in the Bible? There is so much about prayer from Genesis to Revelation. Prayer is everywhere in there. And there are, you know, people in the scriptures used the avenue of prayer to do lots of things. And from giving thanks to help, to asking for help, to repent or confess sins, to request a need or want, to petition for someone else for protection. We can go through scriptures and there are all types of prayers, different ways. We can talk just on intercessory prayer. We could just say, hey, let's do a series just on intercessory prayer. Probably do one for the whole rest of the year on how important intercessory prayer is. But the question is, you know, why do we struggle to pray? We get so many things in our lives that distract us just from day-to-day life and other things going on. You're at odds with people. So why is there a struggle? Today I want to focus on prayer as a battle we all face to accomplish. It's a hard thing to do sometimes. There's so many things surrounding us. And it's a battle. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. It says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the powers of dark world, and against the spiritual forces in evil in the heavenly realms." It's a struggle. Things come at us from all directions. Well, what do we do? How do we accomplish getting into the habit of prayer or making it something? Prayer is a battle. And even when we're praying for others, sometimes it's a struggle to lift up your brothers or sisters in prayer. There's a lot of struggle that goes on. An example I looked up was in Ephesians, in Colossians chapter 4, verse 12. It says about a brother who was praying for everyone. He says, "Ephesus, who is one of you and a servant of Christ, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured." Why do we have to wrestle? It's like, shouldn't we just like be able to, hey, God, da, 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 okay, done. And boom, it happened. Sometimes it happens that way. I mean, gas. But yet you had to step out in faith. I had to get behind the wheel. I had to drive the 300 miles, avoid all the herds, zebras, elephants, or whatever, and you still made it. You prayed. God, but you had to. It was a struggle. You're struggling with yourself. And a lot of times the struggle is ourselves. We get in the way. We get in the way. The enemy doesn't want us to pray. He wants our prayers hindered. Think about that a minute. That's why there's a struggle. A lot of people don't want to pray because it's It's tiring. It's hard. It takes energy. It takes a lot out of you to pray. It's a struggle, and the enemy will do what he can. I'm trying to pray. Actually, as an example, yesterday I was preparing, writing stuff down, and the cat actually came down and laid right on my notebook here. I'm like, come on. Talk about hindering, you know. I'm like, cat, you're hindering me. Set it aside. Again, I'm like, okay, I'm kicking you out of the room. So, hindrance. So what are things in our lives that will hinder our prayers, that make it a struggle, a battle? Well, here's a few things. You got sin in your life. You've got unforgiveness. You've got doubts, worries, situations. The question is how is sin something that can hinder your prayer? Now, we all sin. We all do things from time to time. But are you actively being involved in a particular sin? And you're constantly doing it. And then it's like God wants you to deal with that. So sometimes that kind of just like, Lord, I've been praying, but God's like, hey, you have to deal with this in your life. You have to deal with this anger. You have to deal with this lust. You have to deal with this doubt. Even doubting is sin. Even doubting. And to back that up in Scripture, I'm like, Psalm 66, verse 18 says, if I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. To cherish sin, meaning it's you're living that out. You're enjoying what you're doing despite what God is saying about that particular thing you're doing. And then it goes on to says, but God has surely listened and heard my voice in my prayer. Praise be to God who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. We all have sin. We all struggle. But deal with it. If you're having a hindrance, it could be sin. Unforgiveness. How can unforgiveness be one of those things that hinder our prayers? It's an attitude. It's a mindset. It's a heart issue. That person wronged me. This person did that. Or this happened. How can this happen? Even just unforgiveness. Mark chapter 11, verse 22 says, have faith in God, Jesus answered. I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that he says will happen, and it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so your Father in heaven may forgive you of your sins. Unforgiveness is a real thing. People wrong us every day. But what did Jesus do? He was the greatest example of all on forgiveness. He stretched out himself on a cross so that we can be forgiven, so that God would not hold our transgressions or wrongs against him. He did that for us. Unforgiveness and doubt. Just read, we got to believe. That's the hardest thing I think most people deal with when it comes to having their prayers answered. And sometimes God just goes over that to show you that he can. But when you doubt, what a hindrance that is. You're like, all right, Lord, I need this prayer. I need this bill paid. And you doubt. And like, oh, why didn't the bill get paid? Or, you know, we just heard a great testimony about how we were short $1,000. And right hours later, God provides. Money's there. We all can have those moments where we bow our head in time of need. And if you believe and you trust God, God will see you through that situation. And sometimes God's not giving you the answer that you want because he has a better thing. He has something better on how to answer that prayer for you. It could be, Lord, I really wanted that job, or I wanted that vehicle, or I really needed this. But God's like saying, no, I have something better for you. And he wants us to be patient and to wait. That's why we are to pray and say, Lord, what is it? Is this where you want me to go? How do you want me to do it? Do you want me to go to school here? Do you want me to work over here? What is it? It's seeking. But we have to deal with the unforgiveness. We have to deal with the doubt. We have to. And sometimes it's just such a battle. But in Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 5. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, a certain woman in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but finally he said to him, even though I don't fear God or care about him, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming. God wants us to be persistent. Sometimes prayer is a one and done thing. We've seen it happen, but sometimes it's like, Lord, 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 when is this going to happen? When is this provision going to happen? Or, you know, being persistent. And that's what Jesus was saying. Pray and don't give up. Be like that widow. How much more is God going to meet our needs if we're persistent in prayer? And again, sometimes it's not always what we're asking for is the best answer to the prayer. Lord, I want to see this. God's like, no, I have something better. I have something better. Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great crowd of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run the race with perseverance marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy has set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of God. We have to throw it aside. We have to run with perseverance. Temptation in itself is a hindrance, but it's when we give into that temptation, and we're continually giving into that. The Bible says throw it off. But how do we do that? Well, it says right here, it says fix our eyes on Jesus. Are we fixing our eyes on him? Or are we trying to go about it our own way? Trying to fix it ourselves? When Jesus says, no, put your eyes on me. Put your eyes on me. Because I took care of it on the cross. He has taken care of it on the cross. The action of prayer itself is an action of battle and struggle. It takes time and energy again. A lot of times, what gets in the way? Again, as I said before, it's our flesh. It's our desires. I'm too tired. I'd rather watch that TV show. Right? How many times were you feeling you need to pray, but you do other things? You let other things get in the way. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians 5:16 says, so I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit. Prayer. The Spirit wants us to pray. The flesh doesn't want us to pray. And the Spirit is contrary to the sinful nature. Hey, let's pray. Let's connect. Let's get alone. Let's spend time with our Heavenly Father. They are at conflict with each other so that you do not do what you want. Until we get into glory, we have this shell and its evil desires and things that wants to do its way instead of God's way. And it's always conflicting. And it's a battle. And when we give into it, we pray less. But when we get into the Spirit, we pray more. We do. Prayer. Prayer, like I said, it's all over Scripture. How to pray. What to pray, examples of prayer. You have a situation, you could probably find something similar in the Scripture that can give you guidance on how to pray if you don't know how to pray. All throughout Psalms, it's a book of prayer, worship. Many times David said, my enemies surround me. Lord, help me. And God delivers them. I waited on the Lord and he heard my cry. But sometimes we got to wait. We got to be patient. And that's a struggle. It's a battle. So what is prayer? Maybe I ask yourself, what is prayer? Now, from the video that we watched earlier, we know what prayer is not. Prayer is talking or communicating with God. Prayer is an essential part of our relationship with God. If you're not communicating in a relationship, what happens? It dies. It struggles. It's not there. There's nothing. I can't have a communication with my wife and just not talk to her for 5 years or whatever. How is that going to work in my marriage? We got to work it out. We got to communicate. The Bible does say, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. We got to work it out with our Father. And the only way we can do it is through prayer. Prayer is an action we take when we have a need, a want, or we just want to connect with God. Think about that. Why do we pray? We have a need. We have issues in our lives. Things are just not going right. We need the Holy Spirit to comfort us. We have a death. There's multiple reasons we pray. We're in a moment of sorrow. We can throw out a prayer of thanksgiving because things are going right. Prayer is an essential part of our relationship with God. I guarantee if you're not praying, you don't have a relationship with God. You're not. How many people here struggle with prayer? I mean, at times, we all struggle. But are you praying? God wants to hear from you. He wants to hear from you. So how do we connect with God so that He hears us? Or, well, you know, we can get down in one of those 100 positions. No, you don't have to stand. You can sit. You can just be driving. There's no set place. Prayer is just talking with God. He's everywhere, right? He's not just in a church building. He's with you. The Bible says He will never leave us nor forsake us. He is with us. So why not talk to Him? He's there, right? He's there. We connect through Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Nobody. And in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13 through 16, it says, everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him who we must give account. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Let us then approach the throne room of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need? How do we connect? It's through Jesus. He has made that connection. He has bridged that gap. And guess what? When God became man and took on the flesh, God knows and understands what it is to be human. He has walked in our shoes. He has been tempted. Nothing, it says, is hidden from him. So it's like, well, if nothing's hidden from God, why should I pray? He just knows. The Bible says ask, seek, knock, and the door will be open. I want to close with the Lord's Prayer. I'm pretty sure, Pastor, you're going to be touching on a lot of things in prayer in the next couple weeks. Matthew chapter 6. I'll start in verse 9:13. It says, then this is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. This is an outline of how we can pray. Everything I spoke about, it deals with how I can get rid of doubt, how I can get rid of the sin in my life by confessing it, and it can deal with unforgiveness. Can give me guidance when I need guidance. And God, you can deliver me from the evil one or any situation I'm in. Prayer is an essential part of our relationship with God, people. If we're not praying, we're not connecting. I challenge you guys, spend time with the Lord. Connect with him. Because when you're doing it in your prayer closet or by yourself at home, you're going to deal with the issues in your life. The hindrances are going to be set aside. You're going to hear the voice of the Lord clearly on where you need to go, what you need to do, where to put up crosses, right? Where should I put up cross next, Lord? What job do you want me to be at next? How will you know if you're not praying? God wants us to talk to him. He desires it. Because he already knows everything. It's kind of like your children. If you have children, you know that they need to be fed. You know that they need to be clothed. You need to know that they need to go to bed at a certain time. You just know what they need. And you'll do whatever you can to fulfill those needs. Our Heavenly Father does that for us. I'm hungry, Dad. Oh, let's go make you a sandwich. Dad, can I get a snack? Sure. You see the correlation there? How do I know they're probably hungry, but I want them to ask. I want to communicate with them. That's what God wants. Communication. Think about this. The God of this world, who created everything in the universe, wants to have a relationship with you. He doesn't have to. He wants to. And we messed it up. And what did he go and do? He provided a way for us to get back to him. Wow. I want to leave on that. God wants a relationship with me. I need to connect with him. And the only way I can really do that is through reading of his word and his prayer. Now, we could go in on how to hear God's voice, how to intercede, and I could go a long ways, but right there. If you have never asked Jesus in your life to be Lord of your life, and you want to begin that relationship, Jesus just said, come to me. Come to me. Believe. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us and that you want a relationship with us. Help us to draw closer to you in prayer. And those who struggle with prayer, Lord, help us to get through those battles, through those hindrances, so that we can communicate and connect more with you. Help us to throw it aside, the things that easily entangle us. So, Lord, right now, we confess. We confess that we've got sin. We have unforgiveness in our hearts. We have anger. Lord, whatever it is, we put it before you. Help us to walk in you. Help us to walk in your spirit. Help us to put the flesh down so that we can be more in prayer and in communication with you. Lord, we thank you for today. We ask, Lord, that you open our eyes. Show us our hearts where we are struggling and things that are hindering our prayers. We just thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.